On the 50th anniversary of the state's prevailing wage act, House lawmakers joined industry officials in calling for action on a package of bills to reform the law and make sure it's working in the best interest of Pennsylvania taxpayers. House Labor and Industry Committee Chairman Ron Miller of York County said that by changing the prevailing wage system, the state can be more efficient when handling public infrastructure projects.
Prevailing wage hasn't been changed in 50 years. The question is it fair to Pennsylvania taxpayers? And more important than that, does it do anything to help create jobs? And most of the testimony we have heard says that it costs anywhere from 10 to 25% more doing a project. So view it this way. If it costs 15% more and we have to do 100 bridges, it means we could do 115 bridges. It's not pro-union, anti-union. This is pro-taxpayer and pro-jobs, and we need to get people working again if we're going to come out of this economic recession we're in.
From Harrisburg, Chuck Nichols reporting.